First most important question for me, Jody, is do you play bocce in the bocce courts there after the market's over every week?
Oh, boy. I'm embarrassed to say I haven't tried yet.
I can let you borrow my bocce balls, and then you can take them next time. Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the Local Hero folks, and Jody Lynn Manning, who's the market manager for the Farmers Market at Forest Park in Springfield. It is National Farmers Market Week, and the Forest Park Farmers Market in Springfield, one of the oldest in Massachusetts. Tell me about a little bit about the history of this farmers market at Forest Park, Jody.
We are going into our 24th year. It started up the street with just, I think, maybe two, three, four vendors. And at its heyday, it reached approximately 20 vendors. It's moved to various locations. But right now, we're in the gorgeous Forest Park in the Forest Park Heights community.
24 years is a long time. How long have you been involved with the market?
I have been involved about 4 months.
Ah, so the old market, new manager. That's...
You got it. So the market's creator and manager, Belrita Novak, decided to retire after all of these years and has gracefully passed the torch on to me. And I have big shoes to fill.
So what are some of the challenges you're facing in this, I would say post-COVID, but pre-COVID, middle, in between days, farmers market?
Exactly.
And when is your farmers market?
So the market is every Tuesday from 12:30 to 6, and we go from May until the end of October. So I'm very thankful that I didn't have to deal with the COVID challenges last year, but we did face our own challenges this year because coming up into May, we just did not know what to expect. We did not know what restrictions were going to be lifted, and it was a big concern for everybody. So we all proceeded very cautiously and followed the CDC and the state's recommendations and started off slowly, but then have built into a really vibrant market so far this season.
I've always loved the Forest Park Farmers Market. People haven't gone ever to it at Forest Park. Can you describe a little bit what one would see when you come to the market?
Let me just say that Forest Park is an absolute gem in Western Massachusetts. It's over 700 acres of aquatic gardens and rose gardens and all kinds of activities. So we are very blessed to be in such a beautiful location. Our farmers love it. Our attendees love it. So when you come to the market, you're going to be in this gorgeous woodland setting, and you are going to see all of our wonderful vendors, some who have actually been there for 22 years. We have a lot of newcomers. We have food trucks, and we have live entertainment. It's just a really vibrant community.
So it's like the circus comes to town every week.
I guess you could say that.
I love Forest Park because it reminds me of Central Park because, you know, Springfield's a bustling metropolis and there's definitely aspects where you can go and feel like you're in the city, but you can go to Forest Park and be totally transported. Speaking with Jody Lynn Manning, the market manager for the Farmers Market at Forest Park in Springfield, you are new to the market, but it's one of the oldest markets in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's Farmers Market Week across the country, Phil, or the state?
Across the country. There's over 8,000 farmers markets across the country.
And how many about in our area of Massachusetts, Phil?
In our three counties, there's maybe about 30 that function during the summer.
And it's amazing because it is a relatively new phenomenon. I mean, 24 years is a long time, but not that long for the fact that, you know, people have had to eat for the entirety of human history and have hopefully been growing their own food. That being said, you know, it's 2021 and you're the new market manager there in Forest Park in Springfield. Jody, what are some of the visions that you have and things that you'd like to accomplish with this farmers market going forward?
There's so much potential, Monty, for growing this market, continuing to attract new vendors. And we also provide a very vital service to the community, a very diverse community. And the vision for going forward is to expand, to do more community outreach. My vision personally is to do more children's programming, to get children really involved in seeing where their food comes from, what healthy food looks like, and start really thinking about the environment and how it's all tied together.
Jody, how's it been for the community? And I mean, you know, all parts of the community going through a pandemic, people you know, lost jobs and money has been scarce for a lot of people. How's the market been able to be helpful around that?
Sure. Well, I have to say that it's been very humbling for me to see the amount of people who need some extra help this year. And the market is extremely important because of some of the benefits that are received can only be used in specific places like farmers markets, farm shares, and farm stands. So we're not just a farmers market for entertainment and for the fund value, but we also provide a very vital service to people who need access to this nutrition for their families. And we're able to provide that because we accept the various government food assistance programs.
So are you talking about SNAP and HIP?
Exactly. We take SNAP, HIP, WIC, and the Senior Citizens Farmers Market coupons.
Yeah, that's great. Just enables more people to come to a beautiful market in the heart of their community. I'm kind of curious, Jody, when you were like 9 years old, was this your dream?
It certainly was not something that was on my radar. I always was sort of an outdoorsy girl. My dad had somewhat of a gentleman's farm in his backyard. And so I always did love gardening and agriculture, but it was never something that I actually thought I'd try to make a living at.
And do you think that someday you'll be able to get retirement funds like Belrita and be able to retire in 20 years from being a farmer market manager?
Definitely. I'm not expecting it. This is a job that you go into for love and not to become financially stable, I think. It's definitely a labor of love.
And so in a typical week, Jody, you know, what's taking up your time when you're managing the market? What do you need to do to have the market ready on Thursday?
Tuesdays, actually.
Oh, sorry. So Thursday's 2 days too late.
Or way early.
It's well on Wednesday. I'm already starting for next week. So I'm still actively trying to recruit new vendors so that we can expand our offerings, recruiting musicians to come and play, confirming food trucks. I have community organizations who continually reach out wanting to have a space at the market. So trying to plan that, making sure that we have room for everybody. Doing social media can be a full-time job at times. There's a lot of work. Working with the government food assistance programs, there's work that goes into that. So there's a lot of components. It's just not showing up at a parking lot, setting up your table, and having a fun day. There's a tremendous amount of work that goes into preparing.
And if I come to the market on Tuesday, what will I be able to get for me and my family?
Sure. So right now, peaches are exploding. Red Fire Farm, of course, always has a very unique variety. They don't have just one peach. They'll have about five different ones. Heirloom tomatoes are popping right now. And of course, the corn has been amazing.
Jody Lynn Manning, who's the market manager for the Farmers Market at Forest Park in Springfield on Tuesdays. And Bill Corman from CESA, who celebrates all of our farmers markets in our counties here. It is National Farmers Market Week. There's probably a farmers market near you today, tomorrow, or the next day. So take advantage of the bounty that we live near here in the Valley. You can go to the farmers market at Forest Park in Springfield on Thursday. You can find out about all of our farmers markets at buylocalfood.org.